Good morning, good people. It is 21st August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Pope Saint Pius X. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 4, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. God's love resuscitates everything in us. God's word can revive and rejuvenate the dried bones to life. Even if our life has dried like bones in our family, the church, and relationship with God and one another, the Spirit of God can resurrect and infuse life into us. In the first reading, God brings the dried bones to life, symbolizing revitalizing hope into the heart of people of God. Quote, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." Unquote. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 11. God expresses God's deep desire in renewing our spirit. Whatever the hopeless condition we might be in today in our life, the reading instills hope that we are remembered and loved by God. Faith of the prophet was put to test by God. When God's Spirit enters in us, there is life, energy, and enthusiasm. God is interested in making us complete and whole again. God forms us, constructs us, and blows the Spirit of life into us, no matter how dried and hopeless we are. In the messianic restoration, God's Spirit prepares us to experience not just individually, but as a nation. When we get used to our sinful inclinations, we are not aware how dead we are spiritually. In the Gospel, Jesus offers us the center, cream, and the synthesis of the law, resting on love of God and neighbor. Quote, "Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself." Unquote. It was called Holiness Code. Love is not merely an emotion, rather it is an expression of our due respect to God and fellow men and women. Love here means agape, an intense desire for the good or the well-being of the other. The greatest commandment is loving God and neighbor are inseparable and complement each other. Whenever we fulfill loving God and others without discrimination and preconceptions, we will not have difficulty in following the rest. As Plato puts it, every heart sings a song incomplete until another heart whispers back. Those who wish to sing always find a song. Unquote. Love frees all burdens and pains. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can flood drown it. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7. Let us never be tired of loving God and get used to loving people. May we transcend the barriers of love and transmit what we enjoy from God with others. Have a lovely day. God bless you.